first impressions of the coaching staff?
Yeah, really, really excited. Got a chance to get to know him over there. Well, not get to know him, you know, talk to him a little bit. I'm just really excited about the first day here and get started. You know, it's kind of seems like, you know, the last 4 years kind of had the same conversation in the beginning. But really excited, especially with the track record of Coach Shanahan and what he's able to do as an offensive coordinator, but also just the excitement he brings to this organization. And everybody's just really looking forward to getting started with him. And, you know, it's early, it's day one. So, you know, the buzz and energy is always going to be really great. But, you know, coming from where we were last year, everybody knows, you know, 2-14 is not acceptable in the NFL anytime. So everybody's just kind of really excited to get that taste out of our mouths and get started new.
What's different about him as opposed to coaches and the other first days that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's the first day, so you don't really know. I mean, you kind of get a feel for, you know, someone, you know, it takes a while. So just being a player in the NFL, watching his offenses, always seemed incredibly innovative. Everything was pieced together very, very well. He used, you know, a lot of different formations and personnel and all that stuff to, you know, capitalize on the players that he had in his offensive roster. So just really excited, looking forward to being able to work with him on the offensive side of the ball. And then, you know, the whole staff that he's kind of put together has been it's been great. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, comeback's first day, so. But we'll get more comfortable with everybody going forward, and really looking forward to it.
Were you excited to see so many guys like Garcon, who had played with him before, Hoyer, wanted to come here? I saw the tweet you had. There was a lot of excitement in the air. Just your feelings on that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, that speaks kind of volumes about a person and a coach that a lot of guys have had history, prior history with him and his offensive system, and, you know, just working with him, whether it be as a, you know, quarterback or receiver on the offensive side of the ball, wanting to be with him, you know, choosing to come out and play with him. So kind of speaks volumes to the type of impact he had on a lot of those guys' career, and that they want to come out here to, you know, and help rebuild and reshape this organization. I think it's exciting and great to see.
It's the Super Bowl a little bit differently, knowing that Kyle Shanahan probably going to come here?
Yes. Yeah, I watched it. I mean, I always kind of watch it just as a fan, you know, the Super Bowl Sunday whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I think it was different probably this year. I was probably paying attention a little bit more because I don't think it was officially announced, but you kind of heard the rumors that he was coming. So just kind of, you know, see what, you know, pay a little bit more close attention, I guess. But I don't know if it was a whole lot different.
Last year, you said in the locker room at the end of the season you wanted to be more of a vocal leader. Mm-hmm. Are you going to, like, how do you plan on implementing that? Is that still your mindset?
Yeah, I mean, year 11, I think it just kind of comes from, you know, a place of just things needed to change. You know, you kind of look inwardly to what you can control and what you as a player can do differently, and that's something that I'm going to probably challenge myself to do a lot more and speak up when it's uncomfortable and get more comfortable with being uncomfortable. But, you know, at the same time, too, it's not something you can just go out and force. I think it kind of grows organically to, you know, what kind of person. And I feel like I've earned the reputation around here as a guy that works, you know, my butt off, and I'm going to do everything I can 100% of the time for the betterment of the team, and guys know that and follow that. And as far as my example on the field and on and off, but just something I can challenge myself to do a little bit better of is to be, like I said last year, and be a little more vocal going this season. But, you know, as far as just coming out and being a completely different person, that's not going to be who I am. But you know, I'm going to be more cognizant of opportunities to speak up.
Excuse me, a lot of talk, Predator, from John Lynch about changing the culture. Obviously, part of that has to do with winning more games, but can you just speak broadly about what you think that means and how the culture might need to be changed?
I mean, I think you hit it. I mean, winning more games solves a lot of things. You know, obviously, coming off the last two seasons we had, we weren't really competitive. And, you know, I think we all understood that big changes were going to come, especially after last season. So I think yeah, like I said, I mean, winning. But what we can do right now is control how we approach these off-season workouts, you know, how we can approach these first 2 weeks in the weight room, because we can't really do much outside of just being in the weight room and just kind of develop a mindset of working as a team, working collectively together, you know, pushing each of our teammates to be a little bit better. You know, I think that's what we're kind of talking about right now in this aspect. And then going forward to our mini camp is, you know, practicing. I think one of the things that to improve a little bit more on from where we have been is just being a team, you know, being together. And I see that definitely starting to, I mean, it's on the forefront of everybody's mind right now.
Messages.
Two more guys.
When the team released Tremaine Brock shortly after news got out that he'd been arrested.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. You know, T-Brock's been here for a long time, but I think it's just a situation where, you know, it's got everybody coming in, you know. Everybody's new. Everybody kind of starts with a fresh slate, and so, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know all the details and all that stuff and what's going on, but you know, it definitely sends a message of do the right things, not only on the field but off the field, and yeah.
Offensive line play, you know, last year was one of several, you know, areas that needed to be improved this year. You know, you talk about being a leader of the team, but how are you approaching being a leader for the offensive line group?
Yeah, that's where it starts. I mean, that's where we spend most of our time right now, is in the position meetings, and that's who I spend most of my time with is our position group. And, you know, it's a situation now where we don't have a lot. I mean, we brought in Jeremy Zuta, who's a 10-year vet, who's been, you know, I'm really excited about working with him, just having another veteran guy in the locker room that's done it for a long time. But we have a young room, and we're going to have a young room, right, you know, bringing in some more rookies, and I anticipate. And so it's going to be, you know, one of those situations where we're going to have to really focus on making sure our room's right, and then making sure our offensive system and the offensive room's right, and then the team. And, you know, what I can do is, like what I said before, is not try to be, you know, someone different. You know, play 11 years in the league, doing something right. So just try to continue to be the person I am on and off the field, but then be more cognizant as far as opportunities to take guys aside and speak to them one-on-one if I have to, or, you know, as a group, or, you know, just be more into those opportunities when they present themselves.
Last one. Talked to Zuta before on the phone, or
yeah, we shared text when he signed with us, or he was traded to us. We shared text, but I didn't have an opportunity. I didn't really know him before. Today was the first day I met him, but just you know, from what I've seen on film, he's a great fit and, you know, great player, respected around the league.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.